There's a renewed push for an amnesty for undocumented workers in Australia, with fears this group of people could miss out on the coronavirus vaccine. A small group of National MPs and a growing number of industry bodies now support the idea. With more, here's National Regional Affairs reporter Jess Davis.
There's an estimated 100,000 illegal workers in Australia, with two-thirds of those working in agriculture. Samarthy Verma is an immigration lawyer with the United Workers Union.
The experience of undocumented workers has been truly awful during the pandemic.
That's because they've been unable to access government support, and it's difficult for them to get healthcare. Samarthy Verma says that will cause problems with the vaccine rollout.
People who are undocumented, who are outside the scope of Commonwealth-provided or government-provided medical services, won't come forward to receive the vaccine.
The federal government has guaranteed everyone, no matter their visa status, a vaccine, but their details will be recorded. Dr. Joanna Howe, a senior lecturer of law at the University of Adelaide, says that will be a deterrent.
There are certainly public health risks that the government may assume that it's vaccinated broadly the Australian community, but then there are these pockets that escape that because they've got no incentive to come forward. In fact, they're extremely fearful of accessing the vaccine.
She spent 3 years studying the illegal workforce in the horticultural industry and says now is the time to fix the problem.
Look, I think there's a very strong argument that status resolution is the way forward here, both from a public health urgency perspective, but also in terms of the labour shortages that the industry is facing and also from a humanitarian need.
The Victorian Farmers Federation proposed the idea of an amnesty or status resolution a number of years ago. At the time, President Emma Germano says she was heavily criticised.
The industry has been really wary of trying to wedge anybody with the notion of amnesty or, you know, undocumented workers having status resolution.
But now there's growing support among industry and some politicians.
There's a lot more support around, you know, private conversations, I guess, than people coming out publicly.
Anne Webster is the Nationals MP for the Mallee in northwest Victoria. She's leading a group of four National MPs who now support the idea.
The pandemic provides that perfect moment in history, if you like, that hopefully we will never revisit, where we can get this right.
She's working with industry groups on a proposal that would allow undocumented workers to transition to a 1 or 2 year visa.
I cannot understand how it could be negative to have people who are actually documented, paying taxes, engaging in a real way benefits communities.
But Dr. Joanna Howe says for any policy to get off the ground, it will need bipartisan support and long-term visa opportunities to ensure undocumented workers come forward.
We need the Coalition and the Labor Party to both acknowledge that this is the dark underbelly of the horticulture industry.
In a statement to the ABC, the Department of Home Affairs says it does not support giving visas to unlawful non-citizens.
Jess Davis reporting.